Vermont lawmakers are considering legislation that would make possession of up to 2 ounces of marijuana and up to 7 plants a civil offense with a fine up to $100. The state attorney general and state public service commissioner support the bill, but law enforcement groups, including the Vermont Police Association and Police Chiefs Association, oppose the decriminalization bill. Vergennes Police Chief George Merkel is helping to coordinate an effort to bring law enforcement officers to the Statehouse on Thursday to lobby legislators to vote against the measure.
First and foremost, it's an illegal substance.
Chief Merkel cites medical testimony on the dangers of marijuana as one of his concerns.
It affects the cognitive motor skills. It affects the brain. It's one more thing that people could possibly drive while impaired. Vermont Commissioner of Health Harry Chen last week testified before the Senate Judiciary Committee, and he cited a number of reasons why this should not happen. You have the senior health official in the state saying he doesn't support it, then I think people ought to pay attention to that.
Marijuana Policy Project legislative analyst Matt Simon believes most opponents are merely reacting to the word decriminalization.
To them, it sounds like legalization, so they react the same way as they would react to a bill that was legalization. But frankly, all this bill does is reduce the penalty. So they're concerned about the message it sends, I think, more so than the policy.
Matt Simon notes that a number of states have decriminalized pot without problems.
Most people don't realize that marijuana is decriminalized in Mississippi, for example, or New York or Nebraska or some of the other states that did this back in the 1970s. It's not historically had much of an impact on anything other than simply reducing the amount of time and money that gets spent dealing with these small marijuana cases, and people will simply be fined rather than being dragged into court.
Simon is optimistic that the bill will pass, and it appears that opponents have an uphill battle. Vermont Speaker of the House, Democrat Shap Smith, believes the bill will pass the House and move to the Senate.
It is not legalization. It is only decriminalization. Some people say we will save some money in the criminal justice system. Others have expressed some concern about the messages that it sends to young people. It seems like the bill strikes a reasonable balance, and I expect that it will likely move forward in the House.
Chief George Merkel remains concerned that the bill will confuse the average person, and he questions supporters' contentions.
First of all, marijuana offenses are clogging up our court systems. Well, I've talked to a number of state's attorneys in Vermont, and that's frankly not true. The criminalization of marijuana is just a bad precedent. And now we're talking about decriminalizing a substance that presents a greater carcinogenic danger than a regular cigarette? I mean, that makes no sense to me. You have the senior health official in the state saying, I don't support this bill. So why are we even considering it? Why is this even on the table?
Members of law enforcement opposed to House Bill 200 to decriminalize marijuana will be at the Statehouse to talk with legislators from 8 until 1 on Thursday. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.